Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. You may remember back in 2009 when a commercial passenger flight took off from New York City. About 3 minutes into the flight, the plane struck a flock of Canadian geese. Captain Chesley Sullenberger, known as Sully, said, "It was obvious to me from the moment that we lost the thrust that this was a critical situation. Losing thrust on both engines at a low speed, at a low altitude, over one of the most densely populated areas on the planet. The airplane was about 3,000 feet over New York City, and it was descending fast." After Captain Sullenberger determined that he couldn't return to LaGuardia Airport, where they had originally taken off from, and he likewise couldn't make it to another nearby runway, he determined he would have to land the aircraft in the Hudson River. And what's crazy is all this is happening in split-second decisions. The decision to go into the river was made 2.5 minutes into the flight and 1 minute after the birds had hit. That's pretty quick to make so many important decisions all at once. When asked what he needed to do to make the landing successful, Captain Sullenberger said, "I needed to touch down with the wings exactly level. I needed to touch down with the nose slightly up. I needed to touch down at a descent rate that was survivable. And I needed to touch down just above our minimum flying speed, but not below it. And I needed to make all these things happen simultaneously," he explained. "And he had to keep us cool. The physiological reaction I had to this was strong. I had to force myself to use my training and force calm on the situation," he said. Captain Sullenberger was able to safely land the aircraft on the water and evacuate 155 men, women, and children from the flight. What's kind of cool about this story is that the incident became known as the Miracle on the Hudson, and the entire crew of Flight 1549 was later awarded the Master's Medal of the Guild of Air Pilots and Air Navigators. The award citation read, "This emergency ditching and evacuation with the loss of no lives is a heroic and unique aviation achievement." What's interesting is the training that Captain Sullenberger had before this event occurred. He was a former Air Force fighter pilot, and he had spent nearly 30 years flying commercial aircraft. He also specialized in accident investigations, and he even trained flight crews on how to respond to emergencies in the air. His previous training and experience proved incredibly valuable. We pulled this from Flight 1549, A Routine Takeoff Turns Ugly, from CBS News, July 4th, 2009, as well as from Wikipedia, U.S. Airways Flight 1549. There was a Mormon message that came out a while ago called A Secure Anchor. If you haven't seen this one, check it out on our YouTube channel or on our website. It's a great one. It's about two sets of rock climbers who each handle their rock climbing very differently. One pair utilizes a safe and secure method, and the other is rock climbing all by himself, and it's a little dangerous the way he ascends. We wanted to play a portion of the audio and the story that is behind that Mormon message. It's from a talk that Elder Richard G. Scott gave in October 2006 General Conference entitled, "The Atonement Can Secure Your Peace and Happiness." Here's the story in his own words.
"I will illustrate the wrong way to find peace and happiness, and then the proper way by using an analogy to rock climbing. There are those who attempt to scale a difficult rock cliff by a method called soloing. They ascend alone, without equipment, companions, or any secure protection. They depend on their own skill and capacity. They do it for the thrill of living on the edge with high risk. It is done despite the probability that in time they will fall and be seriously injured or lose their life. They are like many who face the challenges and the temptations of life without the security of following the commandments of God, guided by the Holy Spirit. In today's difficult world, they will almost surely violate critical laws with painful, destructive consequences. Do not solo in life. You will almost certainly fall into transgression. There's a safer way to rock climb. When a pair of climbers tackles a difficult ascent, the leader scales a wall, placing anchors a few feet apart. his or her rope is linked to the anchor by a carabiner. Safety is assured by a companion called a second, stationed in a very solid position. The lead is protected as the second belays, that is, carefully controls how the rope is paid out. In this way, the lead is assured protection while ascending. Should there be an inadvertent misstep, the anchor will safely limit the fall. The second not only secures a lead, but gives encouragement with comments and signals as they communicate back and forth. Their goal is a safe, exhilarating experience by overcoming a significant challenge. They employ techniques and equipment that are tried and proven. The essential equipment includes a secure harness, a reliable rope, a variety of anchors to be fixed to the rock face, a chalk bag to improve grip, and proper boots or special shoes that a leader can use to grip the surface of a steep wall. The companionship has studied the rules and techniques of rock climbing. They've received instruction from experienced climbers and have practiced to become comfortable with the proper moves and the use of equipment. They have planned a route and determined how they will work together. When the leader scales far enough and finds a convenient place that is very safe, he or she belays while taking up the rope as a second follows the pitch or length of rope that has been extended. When the leader is reached, the process is then repeated. One belays while the other climbs, inserting every few feet anchors as protection should there be an inadvertent fall. While technical rock climbing appears to be risky and dangerous, these precautions assure an exhilarating experience safely accomplished by following correct principles. In real life, the anchors are the laws of God that provide protection under all of the challenges that you will face. The rope and carabiners that secure the rope to the anchors represent obedience to those commandments. When you learn those commandments and continue to practice them and have a plan to avoid danger, you will have a secure means of attaining protection against Satan's temptations. You'll develop strength of character that will fortify you against transgression. Should you make a wrong move, there need be no enduring problem because of the belaying or help that is available through your repentance. Let the Savior be your lead in life. He will safely lead you over the most difficult obstacles of life. His laws are absolutely secure anchors of protection that dispel fear and assure success in an otherwise dangerous world. Such a life will certainly provide you peace and happiness.
One part that's really great from that clip we just played was the line where Elder Scott says, "Let the Savior be your lead in life." We do all we can do, but we let Him lead us. So again, if you haven't seen that Mormon message, check it out. It's called A Secure Anchor. And we at the Mormon Channel hope that it comes in handy in the various situations that we all may find ourselves in. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Gentle Savior, and it's featuring Daniel Beck. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
cards. Which way should I go? I planned each step, but now I don't know. Tomorrow is a chasm of uncertainty, but I will go there if you'll go with me. Gentle Savior, lead me on. Let your Spirit light my way. Gentle Savior, lead me on. Hold me close, keep me safe, lead me on. Gentle Savior. Why can't I walk away from my regrets? And why is forgiveness so hard to accept? My past surrounds me like a house I can't afford. But you say, come with me, don't live there anymore. Gentle Savior, lead me on. Let your Spirit light my way. Gentle Savior, lead me on. Hold me close, keep me safe, lead me on. Gentle Savior. And when I reach the valley every soul must journey through, I'll remember then how well you know the way. I'll put my hand in your hand like a trusting child would do.
Gentle Savior.